So welcome to Home Instead Senior Care HQ here in Ripley today, where we are having the second annual Taster Day, where the Home Instead team look to add new caregivers to their ever-growing team, and they look to sort of work out some personality traits through a few challenges and activities so they can work out if they can be a good caregiver here at Home Instead. Now I'm joined today on the Straight Lifestyle Show by Kate, who's going to be taking the Taster Day here at Home Instead today. Welcome to Straight FM, Kate.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Can you just tell us a bit more? As I said, you've got a few activities and challenges for the potential caregivers here today. Can you just tell us a bit more about what's going to be happening here at Home Instead?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be playing some games today. So getting everyone in, meeting everybody. We've got caregivers here who have been with us for a few years, so they can kind of tell the newbies their stories, what it's really like, get the gossip in. Play some games, get to know each other, meet new people who are in the same sort of stage. So we've got three people coming today who have gone through the chat process and the interview process. So they haven't done any training just of yet. They haven't met anybody properly. So they're just here to kind of find out a bit more about the company, whether it is right for them. Fingers crossed they'll stay. And hopefully lots of other people who are going to be joining us today who haven't heard anything about the company, just wanting to come along and find out more.
So we've got the room all set up for the potential caregivers in the meeting room there. What sort of activities and challenges have you got prepared for them?
We are doing a lovely game where you're not going to talk about what care means to you, but you're going to draw it.
Right.
So thinking really carefully about empathy. What does empathy mean to you? And we've also got some clever glasses that show how the elderly could feel if they got any eye conditions, sight issues, and people who have got arthritis, so they've got to write a check and see how it feels to have arthritis, any conditions like that. So to really put themselves into the elderly's shoes and find out what it could be like to be that and how we can help them. It really helps us understand what they're going through.
Hi there, I'm Sam Riley. I'm a senior caregiver at Home Instead and I've been with the company about a year and a half. It's nice having that hands-on experience, so as much as everyone from the office can tell them the roles, it's different doing it in the office based actually being out in clients' homes. So it's just that practical information that's useful. If you've got a client that does struggle with arthritis or that is hard of sight, the everyday tasks that we take for granted are difficult, and it's all right knowing that they're difficult for somebody, but actually being able to experience that is a unique insight.
It's hard to explain what the Taster Day actually is without people coming in and experiencing it, because it's a very relaxed atmosphere, isn't it? It's not like an interview. It's almost like a meeting between friends and really informal.
Yeah, it is. It's nice and informal. I think it's very good. It helps with that anxiety. If you've got somebody that's quite anxious about more formal situations, this is good because you get a little bit of both. You get the information that you need, but you get to have a giggle, you get to have a laugh and meet some of the caregivers that you're going to be working alongside.
Hi, my name is Linda. I've come for the Taster Day today. I found it very rewarding talking to other people and the team building activities that we did. Well, one thing, because I had these glasses on, that interfered with like my vision and everything. And then we had gloves on with padding in the bottom of our fingers and a lollipop stick, so it really restricted. And we had to write a check out. One, I could hardly see, and two, I could hardly hold the pen, let alone write with a pen. And then another activity, we had to open a pill bottle and get the pills out, which I found really hard and frustrating. So I just imagined how that client would feel.
I've asked you this before, Kate. I know it's a hard question to answer, but what sort of person makes a good caregiver?
Somebody who has empathy and compassion. Somebody who can leave their own troubles on the doorstep and go in bright and breezy. Positivity is huge. You've got to go in there and be the ray of sunshine that our clients need.
I do think you need to be a caring person. That's something that can't be taught no matter where you work. But being punctual, being reliable, just being a friendly person to speak to makes things easier. Being able to apologise if you're late or if you've done something wrong, making sure you're asking your clients what they're wanting before you do it makes the calls go a lot more smoother.
The clients want us to have somebody happy and smiley and jolly and to do whatever the client wants. So you're going in not thinking, oh, I need to go to the shops today and get some milk. I'm sure they'll take the client will be happy. But to go in and say, client, what can we do for you today?
Everyone in our care companies come from different sort of backgrounds. I have got a little bit of care with being from nurseries, but the lady that's here as well, Jeanette, she's from a retail background. And although we both came to the job with different concerns of what it would be, it's flown and it's just an amazing place to work.
Really enjoyed meeting the other people and the senior carer and a caregiver as well. found it really interesting. I'm absolutely buzzing and can't wait to join the team because I think they do a wonderful job. I mean, I've worked in a care home and I've worked out in the community as a caregiver, but Home Instead, different outlook on everything.
Thanks for having me along, Kate. We've had a fantastic taste today here at Home Instead in Ripley today. Kate, if there's anyone that maybe wanted to come along to the taste today and didn't have a chance to, or they just want to find out more about Home Instead as you provide care services across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk, how can they find out a little bit more?
Anyone who would like to find out more about our company, my email address is kate.button@homeinstead.co.uk, and our telephone number, you can call through to the office, and that would be 01423 774490.
Fantastic. And you can find Home Instead online at homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate, and we'll put some more information at strayfm.com. Kate, once again, thank you for having me along today.